You're with SBS Radio. Edward Duiker is schrijver en historicus. Zijn boek The Dutch in Australia is gepubliceerd in 1987 en het is een belangwekkende studie naar de Nederlandse immigranten in Australië. Geboren in Melbourne en van half Nederlandse afkomst, zijn vader was Nederlands, is het Engels de voertaal van het gesprek dat Frans Warfemius met hem had.
Looking at books that are written about the Dutch in Australia, you come across Edward Duiker all the time. And Edward Duiker is on the phone right now. Hi, Edward.
Good morning, Franz.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Talking about books written about the Dutch in Australia, and this is 1987 when your book, The Dutch in Australia, was published. That's quite a while ago.
Yes, it is, and I had, at one stage, I did revise it, actually. I spent about 3 months revising it to try and coincide with the 400th anniversary of the landing of the Dafkins landing in North Queensland in 1606, but unfortunately it was never published.
And that is because there is no possibility, or there is no appreciation, or?
I think there is the possibility these days with print-on-demand paperbacks to possibly make the book available again. I know there's a demand for it, and you know, even looking at second-hand prices, people obviously still value the book, and whilst many of the people, say some of the case studies and things like that, many of those people are probably dead now, my father for example, but the story, nevertheless, that historical record is still presumably valued by people.
Yeah, because what I came across is on eBay there is someone offering Dutch in Australia and Beyond the Dunes, that is the other and quite soon published after The Dutch in Australia, and that's offered for $80 on eBay.
Well, I'm flattered.
and the other thing is why it's $80, I think, that is because it's they are both signed by the author.
I had a solicitor tell me my signature was worth $10.
Yeah, at some point, but this shows indeed there is demand, or people are interested.
Yes, look, the book does fulfill a need, and I at the time. One major motivation for me was to give myself a sense of the place of the Dutch in the history of Australia and a sense of my family's place in the history of Australia, even though I'm only half Dutch. But it's we all want a sense of our place, I think.
Yeah, because you are born from parents, and your father was Dutch,
yes,
and your mum is from
Mauritius.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I also did write a history of the Mauritians in Australia, which they're a much smaller group, of course. But like the Dutch, it's a very long historical association. The Dutch have if not the longest historical association with the continent after the non-indigenous people. I think the evidence, whilst the Portuguese may have got here, there's no decisive evidence mm-hmm. of that. And it was certainly the Dutch who made the continent known to the rest of the world. By the middle of the 17th century, they'd charted the north, the west, the south of the continent, well, from literally, almost to Ceduna, from Cape Lowen to Ceduna, and of course Tasman had reached Tasmania.
Yeah,
what became Tasmania by 1642. So it's that cartographic achievement is a major historical anchoring point to begin this story.
Yeah, yeah, and I forgot to mention you are a historian. You're an academic and writer.
Well, I do have an honorary academic appointment. I'm an honorary senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, but effectively I'm an independent author, and I'm also a fellow of the Australian Academy of the Humanities, so I've got a foot in both camps.
Right.
I am a scholar, and I'm proud to write scholarly history, and I think that scholarly history can still be as engaging as a novel, for example. I want to reach lay people with my work.
Yeah. And going back to The Dutch in Australia and Beyond the Dunes, because both published in 1987, there was no moment that you thought, okay, this is the book that I've written, but there is so much more to tell and so much more to write. Or is this showing all the history of the Dutch in Australia?
Oh, there is definitely more to write. And when I look back on the book, for example, I didn't mention the Easy Beats, who are half Dutch. Half the Easy Beats were Dutch, and I should have mentioned them. And I feel ashamed that I didn't. And that I didn't mention Friday on My Mind, which I think was voted the most popular Australian pop song in history.
Yeah.
In recent years, have discovered that there were Dutch diggers, Dutch Anzacs during the First World War, Dutchmen who joined the Australian Army and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, wow.
So there are other stories to tell. And I did go on, of course, for example, in 1992, or in the lead-up to 1992 and the 250th anniversary of Tasman's landing in what became Tasmania, or what he called Van Diemen's Land, I worked with my parents to retranslate, bring together texts from Tasman's voyage, but also the first French expedition to Tasmania, which was before the British even landed there, Marion Dufresne's expedition, and a book which was called Discovery of Tasmania was published by St. David's Park Press, which was the imprint of the Tasmanian Government Printing Office. So, you know, that was another book. I also did a book with the National Maritime Museum and in conjunction with Horden House on the voyage of the Lemaire expedition, in which the Dutch led to the Dutch discovery of Cape Horn. Now, whilst that's a long way from Australia, it's nevertheless a voyage into the Southern Hemisphere. It's often said that Flinders was the first to call Australia Australia, but that spelling Australia is there in that book from the very early 17th century. I also did a book on exclusions and admissions, looking at statistical evidence on the Dutch presence here with Barry York. I did some family history sources to help people do family history research. So, no, those two books weren't really the end of it. I should explain to the listener that Beyond the Dunes was really... Well, the Germans would probably call it a Festschrift. It was a book that my mum and I did for my father's 60th birthday.
Oh, wow.
But we were surprised by the, excuse me, the interest that we had further afield.
Yeah.
When Bill Bunbury from the ABC, or Radio National, read the book, he flew from Perth to Melbourne to interview my dad and did a number of radio programs with him. Effectively inspired by that book.
En dat was Edward Duiker in gesprek met Frans Arvemius, deel 1. Het tweede deel van het interview laten we volgende week woensdag horen.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.